Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Go to therapy. 8 dates.
So you just came here to tell me basically I'm just living all wrong. Therapy, date longer.
And boundaries.
I don't have to date longer.
What, you got boundaries?
I figured this shit out already.
You got boundaries?
Yeah. I got a whole lot of boundaries.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody about to talk to me crazy. And that's it. That's basically where it started. You get that one right, everything else fall in line.
You got boundaries?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. When y'all establish boundaries?
We're on top. Look, most
people from the hood and people who poor, they weren't taught boundaries. Shit, like, especially if you grow up in a house with a bunch of siblings, there's no people go on people's plate. I wear your shoes if you my older brother, they fit, have a side. Like, there's no boundaries. So this is stuff that, like, at some point it had to click for y'all where I gotta have, you know, lines in the sand that I don't allow
people
to cross.
Yeah, first day I went outside. I'm letting nobody play with you. You gotta bring everything back in the house that you took outside with you. Ain't nobody finna take nothing from you.
That's what your mama told you?
Shit, yeah. Them the rules.
They fuck with you, pick up a brick. Hey. And where are all these bricks, mama? Where
do you think it's just bricks? And y'all don't think y'all need therapy. You hear what you saying?
No, because without that shit, we would have never been successful in anything.
It's not
actual actions that they was trying to instill in us. It was, like you said, the mindset. Because anybody who ever been through some shit like that know that people play with you how they think they can play with you.
Right.
They gonna try to manipulate what they think is you know.
But get jumped, fuck one of them motherfuckers all the way.
That's cool when you a kid, but when you are an adult, things have to be processed differently.
But I'm saying
this is what I'm telling y'all.
You can approach it with the same mindset as long as you're not using it for the same context.
You can't.
If you was out, say for instance, the same way I said when I went outside, my mama said, "Don't let nobody play with you. Ain't nobody gonna take nothing from you." Blah, say blah.
Okay.
Don't let nobody play in your face. You can take that same mindset and go and do a presentation and rock that shit. Kill the whole anxiety, the whole nerves and everything. Ain't nobody finna play with me. I'm finna go in here.
You
I need
can't
this.
Take that same. That, okay, so look, what he described is his mom giving him a conflict resolution strategy. You cannot use that as an adult. That's a kid. If somebody has to get to a point where they tell you, okay, a lot of those strategies that you literally use when you was a kid, you can't. When you're younger, somebody try to take a toy from you or take that same stuff, his mama saying don't let nobody take his stuff, he can whoop their ass. And it'll turn out way different than if you grown and somebody try to take something and you whoop, it can turn into a whole. You can't literally apply.
That's what I said, not the same context. But the same mind state.
Explain.
I'm not saying, like, as a child, you're going to, like you say, as a child, you do take the action and put your hands on somebody. But by the time you're an adult and you use the same logic, you
but
know that there's
people,
a consequence.
But that don't drop off. They right now. It's my mama said, hit you back, you hit me, I hit you. And then they both in jail.
You can't
assume that everybody got the same level of intelligence.
No, I'm telling y'all the majority of what's going. I can say this with confidence. Like when you get into, when we speaking on just poverty, a lot of the urban community, they literally carrying around as adults the same lines they mama told them when they was young. This is why you see so many people in jail, in spaces where they got to go to anger management because they took it literal.
You know, some people gotta go. They gotta learn that way. I don't want to. I look.
This is how to wreck out
everybody.
With Carlos,
I'm speaking for niggas who are quote unquote nigga normal. You feel me? Some people do need to go to therapy. They done had some terrible, tragic type of shit, and some people need to go just because they need to learn how to express themselves and they have things on their mind and they got trust issues or whatever. Whatever the case may be, there is no definite answer for that, but some people not going. Some people just gonna be fucked up.
It's
and
some
be,
people that ain't gonna go.
They
go,
yeah, you just regular.
Okay, let me ask y'all this. Y'all
I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying some people just.
For a lot of people that don't have a therapeutic source, somebody that's confidential, they use the internet now.
Right.
And so
some people use this show. Ain't that crazy? This is therapy for some people. I am a therapist.
Therapeutics.
Ladies, rub your titties if you love hip hop. This the shit that they want to see me say. And I'm not knocking therapy. Therapy is great.
No, therapy good.
It depends. Hey, man, there's so many different forms of therapy.
Is therapy just taking care of yourself. Sometimes cleaning your ass and getting your shit together.
Literally.
And they're going to teach you meditation. They're going to teach you to quiet your thoughts and meditation. But smoking marijuana, that's a form of meditation.
That's why I be high.
Listening to music, it's a...
Look, I be high.
So now you go to therapy.
No, that's my therapy. It showed me how to separate my thoughts from my emotions.
Yeah. I give the best apologies when I'm high.
Right.
It's therapy. I'm telling you, it's a form of meditation. For people to actually, some people, I'm telling you, they can't separate what they feel from what's real. This is why a lot of people, they'll only be able to work certain type of jobs all their life. You got to think about this. Pilots that fly
That's
planes,
all I can do.
People that manage large amounts of money at investment firms, anybody that have higher level positions in life, they have to be able to manage their emotions and separate what they feel from what's real. This is why most of those jobs, they have to go to quarterly therapy. They got to go get evaluated every so often to make sure you is operating in the right space. Otherwise, you can't do this type of work. And the only people that can go around and just fuck therapy, I don't need shit, I'm going to just do how I feel, how I want to feel, take them same philosophies from childhood, people with low-paying jobs. Because you ain't really got to think, you ain't got to do nothing, anybody depending on you, don't nobody's life depend on it. You can't be no brain surgeon going to work and you mad at your bitch. You ain't operating on a nigga brain.
You think brain surgeon? You think brain
surgeon? Bitch, goddamn, nigga. So the bitch gonna tell me. You got life fucked up.
Give me
this point of brain surgeon. Like, bitch, I ain't got time for this shit right now.
It's a motherfucking lie.
I ain't got time for this goof ass shit. It's a motherfucking entertainment.
Get my phone, bro. Get my phone.
You think that ain't happening?
You go, listen, if you don't take therapy, separating and managing your emotions from real life, you ain't going to get no successful positions in life and shit like that. You can't be an important person if you can't do that. Even you think about people who do public speaking and them big seminars, people like Grant Cardone and stuff like that. You can't be up there mad at your bitch. These people done paid $300.
Man, them motherfuckers take Xanax before they go up there.
Whatever they got to do, you cannot be up there.
Motherfucker done took a whole 30. A perk 30.
If you want money, all you have to do is manifest it. I remember when I made my first $1 million, my father-in-law gave me the money, and I started investing money, and I started selling calendars, and then my calendars make $27 million because I'm white, and then white people can do anything in America. Don't buy this seminar if you're not white. I only want to sell this to white people because it works predominantly when you're white. If you're in America,
if you're a regular white person in America, you can tell everybody
else how to make money. That's exactly what happened to me. I took advantage of all the racism and white privilege, and now I'm selling you shit that'll never happen. Go to my website, and I'm going to charge you $60 to send you to my other website. That's right, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
The whole point of that book was so you don't fuck women who already have children. That's how you get rich in America if you're white. Make your own kids. Stop recycling these.
Be the rich dad.
This nigga is stupid.
Whatever, man. Y'all don't want to hear this shit.
It's because I'm black. When you start tapping into that, though, you learn about like generational wealth. You learn about multiple streams of income.
Well, they eliminated us off the top. We black. Ain't no generational wealth. It's been 20 generations of you motherfuckers, and now I gotta save the family.
Now that you got a kid.
What you niggas been doing? Ain't nobody else had no breakthrough. Why you sell? Ain't nobody in this family ever had $7,000.
Why you sell the store?
Man, fuck this family. Why? Y'all niggas so grandma.
Now that you got a kid, generational wealth. And when you start listening to the different people, even the ones he talking about with white privilege, you start to get an understanding for what matter, things like credit, because you can leverage it to put yourself and your family in a better position. Like, we don't have these conversations. Even like a lot of white people, by the time they was 19, 20, they already had a perfect credit score, but that's because their parents added them on their credit score, paid their credit card on their credit report, on their card as an authorized user, paid their shit on time. By the time you get 19, 20, now your score is already good. That's how you get your jump start. Generational wealth, understanding the only way you can see money is to create multiple streams and, of course, live off of less than one or one of them.
Now it's going to be 1,000 white people in the comments. That's bullshit. I work for everything I have. You fucking blacks always think somebody gave us something, man. I went to college. I studied my ass off. I went to Iowa University State Tech College, got my degree as a nail tech, learned how to draw blood and became a phlebotomist. Now I'm a surgeon, bro. Nobody gave me shit. If you want something in America, grab yourself by your dick hairs and pull yourself up.
Grab your pubes.
Listen, Tuts, I don't know who this chick is. She's kind of hot, but she's fucking crazy if she thinks that's how America works, man.
Listen here, Tuts.
I'm telling you, man, y'all got to tap in.
What Martin Luther King say? It's very insulting to tell a man to pull himself up by his bootstraps and he doesn't have any boots.
But you know what's even crazier?
He said that one. That was cold.
But you can't.
Give me my pizza.
You can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
If you don't have no fucking boots.
No, period. If you had bootstraps.
This nigga, I told you.
How would you grab the bag?
You too.
Nigga, you're flying. Nigga, you can float. You are a magical Negro. If you can grab your bootstraps and pull yourself up, nigga.
Listen, you taking it too little.
That's what it used to mean. It used to mean something impossible to do. They repurposed this shit to use on us, like, do some impossible shit, nigga. Like, and make it seem like, hey, if you just work hard, you can do this shit. You ain't never pull yourself up by your bootstraps because nobody can pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
It's impossible.
If you could, you can fly.
That's why that's my partner right there.
This is why you got to tap into multiple streams of income, understanding credit, generational wealth, management of emotions. Yep. 8 dates when you dating people so you don't have boundaries, so that you're not... You know, it's so many people that they are victims. Like, their mindset is that someone is always doing something to them. Mm-hmm. Everything is somebody else's fault or just life is happening to me. But you know, what's happening to you now is basically the results of your decisions 1 to 3 years ago. So, of course, this type of mindset, it has to be developed in order to, like, come up out of shit. Literally. And this is the stuff that we ain't talking about. This nigga having an epiphany.
No, your voice be calming and shit. Keep going. Change my shit.
Go to therapy. Get an understanding for credit. And listen, for y'all urban people, stop naming all these active streams of income as if these are multiple streams of income. Y'all be talking, I do hair, I do nails, I'm an esthetician, I cut grass. All this stuff requires your time. It's only a certain amount of time in a day. Multiple streams of income is based on active versus passive, meaning you want streams of income coming in where you don't have to trade your time for money. You want the money to flow in, things like books, stuff that you've already created a piece of work and people can rent it from you or buy it after your time has already been put into it. Really? But all this 19 different LLCs and all of them require you to show up, that's not multiple streams of income and you're not winning, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. That ain't even no string. They got a koi pond. You with the little fish, nigga. You gotta spend so much time, like, that makes sense, because time is money once you get, especially.
Active income is where you go straight, trade your time for money. And if you only got so much time in a day, just because you get a bunch of different hats, if they all require your time, you always gonna cap out.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bunch of different hats, you always gonna cap out. That's the weed.
That's a fucking store slogan. Welcome to Liz. A bunch of different hats. You always gonna cap out. And then nigga pull the shit on his head and walk out the door.
We need to pitch that to Liz.
Liz, fuck with us, man.
We start a no cap campaign.
No cap. No cap. No cap cap.
What kind of weed is y'all smoking?
It's called Eight Dates.
You gotta go out with the weed eight times before you roll.
Where you from?
I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Shout them out.
Shout out to St. Petersburg, Florida, Pine County, y'all know Tampa Bay area.
You can rap. You sound like it. What kind of rap you do?
That nigga said, what kind of rap?
I'm saying, like, you gotta ask, what you mean?
What kind of, name the different types of rap.
It's gangster rap, lot, gospel rap, Christian rap.
You think I do gospel rap?
You good. Ain't nothing wrong with but Christian rap.
I ain't saying nothing was wrong with it. I said, you think I do Christian rap.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
God said come as you are.
That ain't what the church folks said.
You from Florida too, you got tats on your neck. They know it'll be hard. If you ain't no pussy-ass nigga, you Lord God, stand up, you heard me? I want everybody to walk to the front. I've got the chopper for the Lord. It's in the don't ask sign. My granny and them crying. I'm about to get baptized.
Whatever.
Name the other types of rap.
What else? What's the
alternative?
What's alternative rap?
Emo.
How'd it go?
Well, the niggas be singing sad. You know how they be singing sad?
Like Juice WRLD.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't, but okay, yeah.
That's what that's called?
That one song.
Yeah. But he be, yeah.
All that shit rap.
And then you got like that silly ass rap, like party music.
Silly ass rap.
A silly ass rap.
It was what? What's a silly ass rap?
That's silly shit.
You what?
That's silly shit.
What? Get silly. Get silly.
Literally.
You remember that shit?
The dance flow silly. I was in court with that nigga, man. We had tickets together.
Oh, that's rap. Oh, rap is rap.
It's a lot of different genres, though. I don't know if you fuck with this thing, because that shit busting. I had to eat it.
I don't eat bread.
I do.
We see.
They know I fuck with it. This shit started when I used to work at Domino's, and now I just had to eat this shit like once a week. I don't know how long that's gonna last. Can I sue him if I'm addicted to this shit?
No rice.
It might be, yeah. No noodles. You gotta show some like side effects.
Why is you eating a pizza? You're the first nigga I ever seen eat pizza upside down. Why you got to turn it over? What is it about the back?
I tried to tell you I was a different nigga.
But what, every piece you done ate, it's been from the opposite side.
It did look like a Pop-Tart when I first looked at it. I was about
what
to say,
nigga,
what the fuck do Domino's got going on, nigga? They put some Pop-Tarts in there with
the
pizza?
You need to stop eating pork.
Why?
Because it's not good for you.
No, this shit ain't good for you.
No, it's not good for you either.
No, it's not good for you.
Pepperoni beef.
No, it ain't.
It's pork.
With some beef juice added.
Pepperoni is healthy because it comes from the elbows.
It's got roni in it.
It's macaroni, basically.
You don't even know what's in it.
Peppered macaroni.
I can't stand it.
What are you trying to tell me?
Hey, man, Bobby Brown made something. You a special kind of roni. Make a daddy feel proud.
Why you think pork not good for me?
Pork is not good for you.
Look. It might not be good for you.
It's not good for
you. That's what I'm saying. Why you think everybody got to do the same shit?
No, Aaron, listen. Let me tell y'all this, though, about diet.
Our experience on this earth is going to be different.
It is.
You're going to not eat pork.
It is.
So check this out. If we all stopped, what's the point?
So everybody could be healthier.
How the fuck would we know if don't nobody eat it?
Listen, we already know enough from the generational curses that we already seen.
What if motherfuckers still be living the same motherfucker? Like, I told y'all niggas eat this shit. I'm here too. I've been eating this shit by myself for the longest. I'm still here with y'all. I don't understand. Why y'all keep trying to prolong life?
You ready to go?
Stupid.
You ready to go?
No, I think I'm ready to go. I'm just like, nigga, you going.
You ready to go?
Well, you ready or not, nigga, you going. I'm going to be full when I go.
You trying to go sooner.
I'm going to be full when I go.
I can't stand
you. You're going to get to heaven, Jesus. You're going to be like, why you eating me?
I'm good. I ate before I came.
Hell yeah. You hungry? Yeah, what y'all got? Oh, we got some pork and pepperoni and shit in the back.
You know all the pigs that died go to heaven.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy.
You sure?
Start with pork first. Eliminate pork. Then work your way.
Mm-mm.
So what you eat? What meats?
Seafood.
Just seafood?
Just seafood. I'm on my way to being a vegan.
So you eat fish and shellfish?
But you know, a lot for black
people.
She
kill more people than pork.
What you mostly eat? So what's your meal plan?
So when I eat, it's
like that shit.
It's a vegetable and a protein.
And you talking about fish? You talking about fish like fish? Or you talking about like tuna?
No, like fish, like salmon, sea bass, like fish.
That shit ain't even healthy.
It is.
Sea bass is good in the motherfucker.
It's healthy.
It's gonna run you a little bit.
It's good.
It tastes like it swam in some butter.
It ain't healthy.
The sea bass.
It's healthy. I'm telling you, it's healthy.
They get that shit from the melted butter factory.
Listen, most of us at
that shit just swam through movie theater butter. God damn, that shit is.
Most of us as urban people, we get our diet from, you know, our parents. They get it from their grandparents. It go all the way back to when we were slaves and we was just given. scraps and parts of animals. This what make up like a lot of our diet.
Who the fuck is we? Y'all think we all the same?
I mean, if I eat seafood all the time, like, I would.
Y'all not about to trick me into this slave shit. All of us wasn't no goddamn slaves, man.
What's your favorite foods?
Oh, shit, what I eat? Anybody in this room would tell you, I don't eat but fucking four things, so.
What you eat? What you eat?
I literally eat about four, five.
What is it?
I ain't telling you so you can judge me. You need to stop eating that. Then it'll be two by the time you leave. Come here trying to change my life. I'm older than you. Leave me alone.
That's why you need to change your diet.
No, fuck, I don't. How you gonna tell me and I have already outlived you?
You ain't outlived me. You just was born before me.
That's the same fucking
That's
thing.
That's not the same thing. Okay. Now, we was born the same time, and I died before you did. You outlived me, but you were just born before me.
No, I mean, I had a life, and I was already living before you were even conceived. I'm light years ahead of you. I done forgot some shit that you ain't even learned yet.
Now, this nigga sound like my daddy.
That shit do be true. That shit we forgot be important than the motherfucker.
And you ain't even know it yet.
Wish I knew that shit I didn't know no
more. We ain't important.
Trust me, I've been off the porch. The porch game was killing motherfuckers. That ain't even it.
What was it? Save lives. It made niggas sleepy.
Yeah, it ain't the pork. It's the Johnson & Johnson.
Don't sleep instead of going.
We as black people got to stop using so much fucking baby powder. That's what's killing everybody. Don't nobody want to talk about that.
Your mama used to put that powder
ain't the goddamn bacon. It's the Johnson & Johnson baby powder. That shit giving everybody cancer everywhere.
Use the baby powder with the tuxedo man on it.
Don't use no baby powder. That shit ain't good for us. Something about the chemistry in black people.
Yeah, I been stopped having them hit me with that. Exactly. See, when I was a little kid, I remember that.
But, putting the pot on your neck.
Yeah, don't do that no more. I remember my dad said that. Nigga bumped up like a motherfucker was itching.
This nigga dead serious.
All right, man. Y'all don't want to hear the shit that's really taking us out.
It ain't the food.
It ain't the goddamn
food. It ain't the pork.
No.
It ain't the beef. It's some of the food.
It ain't the fact that we cook all the nutrients out of the vegetables.
That's what I'm going to say. We ain't got all the vegetables. The vegetables ain't got all the nutrients.
Y'all are using the wrong terminology. Yeah. Now y'all going to have these vegetable cooking ass niggas all in the comments. I cook my shit at 115. Nobody gives a fuck.
I'll have you know my carrot tastes like
man,
meat.
Man, eat your grass and shut the fuck up.
So listen, as you get older, you have no concern about your diet.
My diet?
Your diet.
Yes.
I'm being serious.
Listen, the older I get, the more I eat what the fuck I want to. You know how many niggas I done seen out here living right and this is the same thing.
I don't think I eat enough to eat bad, like, especially now. Like, I got a baby now, and that shit is, I can't eat some shit because he sleep wherever the fuck he sleep. I can't turn the air fryer on. Like, I can't have no beeping with the microwave. I done tried it. Like, it's either I'ma let him sleep or I'ma eat. So, that's been my goddamn diet. So, I can have a little pepperoni.
Oh, you had to bring it back around to the port.
Right. She act like I got a barrel of pepperoni over here. Man.
No, but as people get older, we should care about our diet. Because the idea is, you know, everybody going to die, but you don't want to end up, like, in those fucked up positions health-wise as you get older. Listen, we can joke all we want, but when you get older and you hurting, you in pain, you fucked up, you can't walk, your knees, they talking about you got gout, high blood pressure, diabetes, that shit worse than a nigga that's just old.
But guess what? You was born with that shit. Ain't got shit to do with what you eat or drink or none of that. You gonna have that shit anyway. That's why when you have a baby now, you can look at the whole damn DNA. You can create a baby. You want the blue eyes, with the long legs. All that shit is already in you when you get here.
No, it's generational curses. It's because we repeat the same eating patterns as the people before us. That's why we end up with the same shit they got.
And I say this. We eating the shit wrong. We eating the shit wrong.
We eating the wrong shit.
You can't eat no big country breakfast if you ain't had no big country morning.
Let him finish, though. He telling the truth.
Like, because
I'm telling you, he
big
telling
country
the truth.
Breakfast, right? So you was in the country. You was on the farm. Your ass already had to be up. You was up at 3.
And you're going to hurt those carbs
working.
Off.
And you
all
working.
Day
you working. You working.
So the amount of carbs you consume.
So the big country breakfast is really your motherfucking dinner there.
This nigga's a genius.
You got to get all that shit back up in
this nigga's a
after
genius.
Eating it. But we
I would
sit
like
up
to
there
as a person from
hold
the
on,
country.
Hold hold on.
You immune to that shit, because if you a country person, you're supposed to have a big country
person. No, that's but what he's saying.
But what I'm saying,
saying
is, that's because
that
you
now.
Have it because that's how you
he's
have
saying,
it.
Exactly. But, so if you stop eating this shit, you're going to die.
No. Listen, what I'm
it's
saying
in your DNA. Your granddad ate that shit. His granddad ate that shit.
No. You didn't do the work. You ain't did none of the work. You ate a big country
you
breakfast.
You was a city nigga eating a country breakfast.
And played PlayStation. You finna die, my nigga. You did ate a big country breakfast and they ain't get out the house.
At all. Nigga,
you ordered a big country breakfast.
Yelling on the game
breakfast.
All day.
Ooh.
Nigga.
Big country breakfast. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm just saying the origins of it.
I'm not about to sit here and try to reach out to these motherfuckers. If that's what they want to do, fuck it.
I'm
that's
just
where I'm at in life. I'm 38. If you want to fucking keep doing that shit, do it. It ain't no we. We can't save a mass amount of y'all. Fuck it. Some of you niggas gonna do right, and some of you niggas is not. I don't give a shit either way. Basically, is what I'm saying. Some people gonna eat pork and all that shit, and they gonna live just as long as the rest of them motherfuckers. Some of them people. Exactly. Some of them motherfuckers gonna be vegan for 2 years, and next thing you know, they're gonna be asking for a piece of your pepperoni. Everything is a fucking trend now. Stop telling people you vegan. Nobody gives a shit. Y'all just love to keep announcing that shit. You know I'm vegan, right? You know I don't eat that. Like, who gives
that's
a shit?
That's how I'm finna be.
Nobody asks you.
Everything I stop eating is what started hurting.
Hey, you need to quit eating that shit.
What? Because I need ribs. Shut up. Two of my ribs broke.
You should have had your ribs.
Pay attention to your diet.
You right.
Don't listen to Los.
You right. Have you a salad. Get some food.
Hey, man, I remember when niggas used to think sandwiches was healthy. Remember? We thought sandwich was going to be the healthiest shit, but I put lettuce on it. Sandwiches.
This nigga sound like a Subway ad.
Motherfucker love them sandwiches, bro. Niggas never stop eating sandwiches. They start just taking shit off their mouth. What if it's not the ingredients? It's the construction of a sandwich.
Take one of them pieces of bread off.
Anything you eat in sandwich form is automatically unhealthy, nigga.
We was eating healthy at the house.
Fuck around and find out them sandwiches that's on the lettuce is worse than the bread. They got them burgers that they put on two pieces of lettuce. Oh, found out that shit is 700 calories. The lettuce is what's killing niggas.
The lettuce absorbs the grease. It actually
increases the amount. That's worse than even french fries. These motherfuckers say you're only supposed to eat 3 french fries. I'm through listening to these motherfuckers, man.
You know how many fries I ate last night.
You just don't want to do the mental work.
These
you don't
want to
be disciplined.
Talk to them, okay.
These the same people
you don't
want to
get disciplined with your diet.
Flintstone vitamins was going to keep us from breaking our bones. These the same people.
The Flintstone kids.
10 million strong and growing. Well, what happened to the rest of the kids?
Man. I'm sure there's more than 10 million kids.
You know how many black kids wasted a birthday gift on them goddamn vitamins? You know your mom wasn't saying just go get no vitamin.
Nigga, I used to eat them bitches like sweet tarts, nigga.
Nigga, they were sweet tarts. Now that nigga. You grown enough to Google it. Same people who made your favorite candies was making them Flintstone
10
vitamins.
10 million strong. They'll love it.
When you ever drove past a Flintstone vitamin factory?
Never.
Where they keep those at?
Never.
Then right. They got the nerve to put a real warning label on them motherfuckers. Do not consume more than 2. Nothing but vitamin C.
I ate half of them before I got
15 milligrams of vitamin C and some Dimetapp purple on
See,
it.
See, ain't talking about the stuff on commercials, though.
Oh
I'm
God.
Talking about going and seeking the knowledge for yourself about the food you eating.
The knowledge alkaline. Is a lie.
You alkalined up.
All that knowledge is
no, listen,
a lie.
Okay, so let me just say this.
I bought them books. That shit ain't even printed straight. It's a lie.
Let me say this.
Goddamn lie.
Explain why. Explain. Just.
He got the books on the table.
This shit printed, printed, man.
On the table.
Tell me
listen,
why.
Listen, no. Explain.
99 reasons niggas shouldn't eat pork. Nigga, print this shit straight.
Explain.
Most of the book is half off the page.
Well, listen, explain why. Okay. Explain why when you grow food yourself, it go bad in a week. Maybe 2 weeks tops, but if you buy it in canned good form, it can last for years. Damn.
I'm about to tell you why.
Why?
Because your ass don't know how to farm. You done pulled that shit out the ground too early. It ain't even good to eat.
So,
nigga ate a Big Country breakfast and done your whole yard.
Nobody out here farming shit you want to eat straight off day farm.
So you know what I'm saying is, so you telling me the stuff in the can is real food that can last that long?
Nigga, they have a scientist that come out there every morning and touch that shit and be like, progress on Scotty. This is going to be delicious.
Yeah.
Preservatives.
Thank
That's
you.
All it is.
Chemicals Rally, that they salt, put in the food.
Everything. That shit is delicious. Why you don't never mention that part?
I don't want
food ain't good.
No, that's what I'm, listen, he don't see where I'm going with this.
You like saying. Canned vegetables?
I literally teach
What canned vegetable you like for real, bro?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing.
I don't fuck with
vegetables. You don't eat vegetables.
I don't fuck with vegetables.
You don't even believe in vegetables.
I don't believe in
How you got a vegetable bean?
Fuck your size, baby. I'm a miracle.
You don't eat no vegetables.
I don't even eat vegetables.
Not
ask anybody
beans.
In this room.
Hell no.
What do you eat?
Don't make me say that.
What he eat, y'all? You know you
First
eat
of all, I drink a lot of liquor.
What do he eat?
Look, man, if you want me to write down the list of shit that'll keep you looking young and healthy, I will, but I'm telling you, all that shit is fake.
What do you eat?
How old are you?
What do you eat?
Food.
What do you eat?
It ain't but like five things you need to
okay,
be eating.
Okay, pizza,
anyway.
What else?
Outside.
That's an exception. That ain't even in my normal diet.
Okay, well, what the shit is that you eat? Damn.
What? It's bothering you?
I don't know what you
eat. I got the secret,
You about to be a vegan.
Go ahead. You're doing it wrong. That's not it. It ain't it. That's not it. The vegetables. All the vegetables that they selling out here is fake.
You
I
see,
hope
he
you know
couldn't
that.
Explain that canned good shit.
I don't have to.
What vegetable fake?
All of them fake.
The good ones.
They're not fake.
All of them.
Plants are not fake. Okay. Vegetables are plants. So you telling me trees
I'm not saying
and
that vegetables aren't fake. I'm not telling you that.
What
I'm
you
just
saying?
Letting you know. The vegetables that you
genetically modified
are not real
That's
vegetables.
That's what you're saying, genetically
modified.
He's
saying what I'm saying.
Okay.
Exactly. So all this
Y'all be saying the same thing.
So they should watch their diet.
No, watch this. So if you
say they should watch their
if
diet.
You can agree that all the vegetables are fake, why the fuck would you switch your diet to eat all fake food?
I agree that all the vegetables was fake. The vegetables in the cans and the vegetables that have GMO, you know, all kind of shit being sprayed on them. Scientists, you know, genetically modifying them bitches to be able to last longer so that companies can make more money. Yes, this is why you're supposed to watch what you eat. Eat organic. Try to grow your own food. All of this stuff is relevant. It's a part
That's
of watching
what I'm
your diet.
You. There is no such thing as organic shit. All of that shit is, they gotta come from somewhere. That shit they selling
it's, there. No, it's grow, it, you grow it, but you just don't put the chemicals on it. That's what makes it organic.
Go grow your own food.
Yeah.
Organic mean is
and
little
it's gonna be nasty
ugly.
As fuck, and you're gonna go right back to eating
That's
shit
what organic
you
mean.
Eat. I can't believe I wasted 13 months on this shit. Two squash and four cucumbers?
Right.
It sounds good until you go to the doctor and they say, tell us your family history when something wrong with you.
And then the doctor might come in there and say, hey, yeah, you ate that fruit and that shit was poisonous.
The shit you tried to grow at your house?
Yeah, you were spraying that shit you learned on YouTube on it. You don't put alcohol on your food ever, sir.
When they ask you, explain the illnesses in your family.
Exactly. All of them mental. What if I come from a family full of healthy, crazy motherfuckers? They ate good. They just was fucked up upstairs.
Strong as an ox. That shit insane.
The craziest vegans you ever met in your life. Healthy as a horse. Plenty of energy. Nobody could take them down at the mental institution. Four security guards to get my Uncle Ned down.
Him and the big Samoan dude.
He used to break handcuffs like this. Beat up 12 police officers. Stuck a police stick up his ass. Turned that nigga to a popsicle.
Bro, you gotta stop. That's why you go to therapy, so you don't be crazy. You learn about managing your emotions, so you better deal with life, before you end up like Ned.
Exactly. Turned that nigga trick to
Man.
A popsicle.
Oh, my goodness.
Pay attention to your diet.
You should pay attention to your diet. But treat yourself. Eat some bad shit, too. Because if you'll never eat no bad shit, the good shit ain't gonna work.
What?
I mean, you gotta give this shit something to do. You can't just be out here taking medicine all the time. You gotta put some bad shit in your body. You gotta eat some pepperoni pizza. So when you go vegan, your body can be like, man, remember we used to eat pizza and shit? It's the last piece of boo-boo. And this is gonna be lettuce after this.
You know who would fucking agree with you?
Who?
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
He said he eat McDonald's every day.
One of the healthiest niggas you ever seen.
And they make a callus in your body where you can't get hurt because it's bad for you, so it make you
listen,
tough inside.
When you make it, if he make it to
that's an, what he said.
When you make it to an older age, if he makes it to an older age, when your body starts to meet, you know, it's demise. Like, all this stuff play a role in the quality of life when you get to that point.
Right.
This is, it's important.
Okay, so you saying if you twerk a lot in your 20s and then you eat right, that your knees still gonna be good and your
if you eat foods that actually promote bone health and
yeah,
stuff like
oxtails.
No.
You gotta eat shit like that.
No.
Shit with bones.
No.
Bone broth.
So listen, man. I teach a Zoom class on diet, right? Most people don't understand, like, you only supposed to eat to get essential nutrients. Most of the stuff that we eat is for, like, recreational, just socializing, just, it's literally just more carbs. This is why any diet or anytime you're trying to get healthy, they tell you to watch your carbs. Because, of course, you're just consuming more than what your body actually needs to function.
Eat
and
to
most
live.
Of us nowadays, we live off of convenience. So we're not doing a lot of physical activity, like how he was explaining it. When you grow up in the country on the farm, you getting up at the crack of dawn, working all day long, you burning off all this stuff. We're not doing that.
With the bone
yeah,
in it.
we not doing that. Bitch, eat a breakfast like that and then go in the salon and just stand up behind a chair putting on lace wigs for 7 hours, 8 hours. Nothing ain't burned off. That shit just sitting.
Who is we? People doing this shit every day. Who are you trying to say?
Just people in general. Urban people in general, poor people. My point is, these are the conversations in our community that's not being had. White people talk about this shit all day long. Yes, they do. They have come. Listen.
White people don't be talking about this shit.
Yes,
I've been around them.
Listen, Star Wars was the greatest movie ever. Did you see number 16 when then R2-D2? He has a brother, but he only shows up in episode 9.
That's the shit white people be talking about.
Don't what about...
Dude, bring some bacon, you fucking douchebag.
What about when we leave?
He's talking about the white people for the Trump
party. Stop eating so much fucking bacon, man.
Let's give all the bacon to the... You make a million off pork belly.
Dude, we gotta sell it to them.
I bought a bunch of expired pigs.
I don't know. White people don't be giving no fuck. They don't, see, that's the thing about the white people. They don't give a fuck what other white people doing.
No, they have these conversations.
I'm tired of being grouped in with y'all. The black community. All these years of stagnation.
I can't leave.
Motherfuckers get together in 2 weeks and get some rights. We can't get our shit together after 900 years.
This is why we
don't have proper representation. Who represents the black community? What's the number? Where is the building?
That's the problem.
And some shit happening right now in the black community. We don't have shit but Facebook.
No, the problem is these
there's no one we can call. We don't have a building.
Every time some shit go down, they call down the entertainer. That's who represents us.
The problem is we need to have these conversations more often.
They don't never have their entertainers doing no politics shit unless they running for some shit.
You know black people idea eating healthy.
Down there.
Who? Invite you over to eat and be like, you better put some yams on that plate. You ain't get no yam.
We gotta normalize talking about this shit though. Therapy.
We do.
Dating and getting to know people before you just fuck.
No, that's
watching
backwards. We have 300 years of research that lets you know that that's not true. So you can debate it all you
we
want.
We got a whole bunch of kids walking around with a lot of mamas that feel like they better off without daddies. We got a lot of...
Them people chose to have them kids. Stop acting like these people are accidents.
No, I ain't saying they accidents. It was done on purpose.
Exactly.
But it was done to be used as a pawn based on emotion. You know how many... Listen, let's just be real for a second. I counsel people all day long. Like, I get paid for them to, you know, get on one-on-one calls.
I'm going to show up outside your office and protest. I'm going to count everything you say. You made the right decision. Single moms are hotter. You don't need a man, sister girl. You tell him. Eat what the fuck you want. Hey, hey, don't let her talk you out of eating that bacon. Big girls are sexy too.
You just be like, you just want to save everybody.
No, we need to know that stuff. Some people gonna listen. Like, one thing you did say that was 100% correct. Some people gonna listen, some people not. But the idea is you to keep giving information so it becomes the norm that you talk about this kind of stuff.
Okay, look, give them some information.
Just we done gave it to them. 8 days.
Look, eating a lot of vegetables does not prolong your life.
What?
Just like smoking cigars, you know how to save all the money to smoking cigarettes.
We eating the wrong vegetables.
Goddamn right.
We not eating the old people vegetables that old people eat. Y'all niggas ain't eating rutabaga. Y'all niggas ain't eating motherfucking mustard greens.
When the last time you seen somebody throw a motherfucking rutabaga in something.
Nigga, you ain't ate a radish.
Come on, man.
Niggas ain't ate none of that shit, dog. All them shits that them old people really used to eat.
Niggas
dog.
Ain't eating ambrosia out here.
Ambrosia, nigga? You supposed to be eating rhubarb, nigga. You supposed to be eating scuffinoffs.
Niggas ain't put snap peas in nothing.
Nothing. You ain't snapped a motherfucking pea. But you crack open a can.
When the last time you seen a nigga with a turnip?
Nigga ain't turned up with a turnip in so motherfucking long.
When the last time you had a big plate of beets, nigga?
Beets? Pickled beets, nigga. You're not eating the right vegetables. Y'all
niggas
need
don't eat,
eat
no radishes.
None. So hell,
man.
And y'all niggas eating motherfucking sweet potatoes and calling them yams. Them ain't yams. Yams look like a fat-ass elephant tail. Yams chunky than a bitch.
I ain't seen no niggas with no sassafras.
Sarsaparilla.
That shit, man, y'all is crazy.
They not, but they not eating those. You supposed to eat those where they at. They not selling.
You supposed to understand what the vegetables or the foods you eat do. Like what your
I
body
know what rutabagas
uses,
do.
What they do.
Shit, they rutabaga. That shit get you right. You can fuck something off a rutabaga.
What?
Rutabaga, why your family was so deep.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
No, but for real, you got to understand what the food, what your body break the foods down into.
Yeah.
Like I talk about some foods, you know, they your body turn them into digestive enzymes.
Yep.
So for people that eat a lot... But people that eat a lot of carbs and like red meat and stuff like that, your body could struggle to break that down. But if you eat foods like pineapples, papayas, certain foods that your body uses them and they become digestive enzymes, they can help break that down.
Yeah.
I know y'all done heard them say you have like a bunch of undigested red meat in your system. Eating stuff like that can help digest that. You gotta just understand what the foods do.
Yep.
So that you eat with a purpose.
That's why you gotta eat them rutabagas and shit.
And you gotta look at your boo-boo. If you want to just get it all out,
but you got to see if you're healthy or not.
You look at your shit.
You get that magnesium.
You
got to
look at your boo-boo.
You look at your shit.
You
got
to look at it. Hold up, hold up.
What the fuck?
Hold up, I'm missing one.
I ain't though.
Disgusting.
I know I ain't though.
That magnesium citrate clear y'all too. That's the home remedy. Drink
make
that shit.
Make it to the bathroom.
Got out. You might do it for a drug test.
I wonder if your body ever, like inside your body gonna be like, man, come on, I needed these little germs, man. I'm finna do something with these little stomach germs. Okay, 36 vegetables for
go
you.
Go for it.
You don't know nothing about these.
Go for
you don't
it.
Know that vegetable?
Black radish.
Black radish, the black one.
What you know about Okinawan purple sweet potatoes?
Oh, you talked about the big ones.
That's what Mr. Miyagi from.
That's the long ones. They long.
All right.
Nope.
When a nigga ever had some Chinese artichokes?
Artichokes are very good for you.
How did artichoke?
Okay.
All right, come on, let's go.
You want another one?
Let's go.
Fiddleheads.
What? Now, I ain't never heard of that.
That's in fiddle faddle.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga dead serious.
I'm looking at it.
Fiddleheads.
All right, bet. When the last time a nigga ever had some ramps?
What it's called?
Ramps.
I might have had some ramps like back in like.
That sounds like an opposite.
Yeah, no
ramps. Ramps.
See, they ain't the onion family. They like some light spring onions. See?
Okay.
You don't know nothing about leeks. Wild leeks.
Leeks, I know leeks.
You don't know about no leeks.
Wild leeks. Niggas used to get twisted off.
Okay, what you know about that dos?
Huh?
Dos.
how you say it?
Dos. It's like pulse with a D.
Dos.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, it's tubular.
Mm-hmm. Nah, see, it looked like cabbage, but it's actually seaweed.
Oh, it's cabbage.
Oh. See, this shit pronounced a lot of ways. This shit, some people call this shit yickama, and some people call it jicama.
Oh, people in jicama. California love some jicama.
Okay, there you go. Oh, I knew you was a well-traveled
they
nigga.
They knew. Ain't nothing but some water, chestnuts, a crest, or some shit.
What you know about?
You know, old people call it some shit. This ain't nothing but little
what you
white.
Know about cold rabbit, dude?
Huh?
Cold rabbit.
Rabbit.
Cold rabbit.
All right. How you rabbit?
It's like a mix between lettuce and cabbage, but it's got some other shit growing on it.
It's rabbit?
You can eat it raw or you can cook it.
What's it called? What
is some it? People put it in a salad.
I can't tell if he said rabbit or rabbit.
No, I'm going to show it to you to let you look at the list after this so you know I ain't bullshitting. It's called cold rabbit.
Mm-hmm. What yeah, you that sounds like some old people shit. We got some cold rabbit in there.
Okay. What you know about rabbit. Romanesco broccoli?
Bro. Romanesco?
Yeah.
You talking about the Russian nigga that used to
No, it's Romanesco broccoli, a.k.a.
Nico.
Romanique cauliflower.
It looked like Nico Romanesco. Broccoli. It resembled regular broccoli.
It's actually cauliflower of some sort. It looked like some shit Super Mario would eat.
Doo-doo. And this nigga power up.
Okay. Do you know what salsify is?
What is that?
It's a root vegetable.
Sassafras family.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It's in the family.
It looked just like a brown stick, but it's a vegetable. That's what it said. It said it looked just like a brown stick. The vegetable is actually related to the parsnip, and it's tasty, and it's a very versatile vegetable.
Why we not eating these?
Y'all think I would lie to y'all right off the list?
Because of our culture, because of generational curses.
No, it's racism that's keeping this good shit out the hood. When the last time you ever heard of some sea pickles or some pickle weed?
Sea pickles and pickle weed. Sound like some shit.
But you see how you that can just
that sound
be
like weed.
That could just be Google. You don't get certain internet just cause you black.
You just talking about?
Say you saying it's
you know
being kept.
You sound like you need to eat some sunchoke. You don't even know what that is. Look like ginger.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you.
24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You're right, though. What is this list? This is the top foods that Negroes don't eat anymore.
You don't even know what tomato tillos are.
Tomatillos.
There you go.
Nigga, come on, baby. Little green tomatoes, man. Make for some excellent goddamn sauce.
This nigga, he is so gangster with
it. Dip it in there. It
tastes delicious. White asparagus.
White asparagus.
White.
They all white? Oh, they got like
few white people, no niggas.
So they got like, got a little green on their head?
Nah,
I ain't nothing.
He's saying that shit like a little kid that asked you to spell a word that they can't spell.
Nope.
Never had. You never heard of tiger nut?
Tiger nut. How you spell it?
It says tiger nuts make for a good alternative to nuts as a snack because very few people are allergic to them. And they also tend to be high in fiber and very satisfying.
Tiger nuts.
Yep.
Help you go to the bathroom.
Probably. You know about tiger nuts?
I didn't know. I didn't know that terminology, but when he said it's high in fiber.
Bruh, they got some shit called nopal that look just like cactus.
Everything look like cabbage.
He said, apparently. You said cabbage or cactus?
Cactus.
Oh.
They got some shit called a yard long. That's another vegetable. Apollo broccoli, a.k.a. broccolini.
Broccolini, I had broccolini.
Nigga, this shit sounds like a cold-ass rapper.
You had broccolini before?
I ain't never come even on, heard man. Of broccolini.
It come with the sea bass. You had broccolini.
You had sea bass and broccolini?
Yeah.
Y'all doing it bigger than me.
They'll pair it up.
This nigga to my
no, you see, I was surprised you even knew about the sea bass, because like this nigga said, this nigga really eats, like, 4 or 5 bags.
I fuck with that sea bass. They tricked me. I thought it was regular bass. And I was like, this thing came from the sea?
Mm-hmm. For me.
Give me 2 more pieces of light bread. I knew these pieces was bigger. Dragon carrot.
What is that?
You need to get you a vegan wife.
No, I don't.
And she'll cook.
She got to eat this meat. I need a...
She can cook all kind of good shit, but you won't even have to think about it. She'll put it together for you.
No, she won't. What I need a wife for?
Well, you don't want no wife.
I'm saying,
tell him what the Bible say about a man that find a wife.
What made you come in here and say, I'm going to put a wife on him?
You don't want no wife?
I didn't never say that, but what made you feel like I needed one?
A man that found a wife found a good thing.
And a man who found a wife done fucked up. You was doing good.
Don't listen to him.
That shit ain't good. When the last time you seen him? A happily married black man. You ain't. Shit, so get you quiet.
You don't think it's very many happily married black men?
Hell no.
You agree?
Man, you can find more fucking happy in them pictures.
So you want to grow old alone?
I can't speak for people.
Let you tell it I ain't gonna grow old. I'm just gonna eat pepperoni until my motherfucking legs fall off and then I'll be straight. Don't worry. I don't like how concerned you are about me.
Pepperoni in your system.
Right. Pepperoni in the system, baby. Don't tell it. Will I need me some insulin? That's what they be yelling. Don't eat bacon. Cause you'll be shaken. Give you Parker's sons.
Don't listen to him.
No.
Whatever.
Oh.
Now I appreciate it.
See companionship.
Why? Where your husband at?
Right there.
That's him? That's why he been laughing at your ass, cause he's sick of your shit too. That nigga wanted a piece of that pepperoni pizza. Grab him up, bro.
My boy.
Nigga over there like, what?
Then they done walked him all the way across his face. That boy sitting back there like, what? Shit, boy.
Boy, I might walk back there and get me one of them, boy. Baby girl talking about this sassafras ass shit. He done threw away all my bacon.
He was in Texas.
You think your nigga don't sneak off and go get him a junior bacon cheeseburger right quick?
Baconator.
Shit.
Extra bacon, please.
That nigga just eat nugget bacon with the burger.
I get a side of bacon.
Oh, shit.
Man, car wash, shit. You need to wash the car down.
He tell that shit like you done did it before.
Boy,
She get in the car and look, key fall between the seats. She reaching in. Who the fuck named Bacon in here? That's a beef jerky. That ain't no bacon. She wake up, she smell the bacon. All she see is the little greasy paper towel.
It's coming out your
pores. Did you crush the bacon in here? Hell no. Hell no. What's this?
Watch your diet.
Watch.
It's important.
Watch. Right.
Pay attention to
please
it.
Watch.
Right.
Aim to be an autodidact. Self-educate yourself. Don't just take what they give you in school, high school, elementary.
Don't educate yourself. Go ask somebody who's more educated than you. That's how you got fucked up the first time.
Mm-mm.
I hear thinking you know everything.
He got a point with creating people, creating circles around you, people that, you know, they say you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, so you definitely want to be around people you can learn from.
But stay in there a few more minutes.
For
don't
what?
Leave immediately.
For what?
Shit, sometimes it feel good to be the smartest motherfucker in there. Tell them some shit they didn't know.
No, you know how many niggas think they successful because they in a room of a bunch of unsuccessful motherfuckers. So they successful in the motherfucker based on the room they in. They got to get out.
You the best of the worst.
Yes, this, and they be excited about
I'm
that shit.
Killing these niggas. They suck. They suck, though. They not good.
I'm killing them.
Yeah, but you got to play somebody else. That's actually...
That's when
I get that.
I'm telling you, that's when you're in the room, everybody got $40, you got $200, so you spread it like Kodak Black across your arm, you killing them.
Mm-mm. Don't do that.
You got to get in better rooms, get around people that, you know, can teach you some stuff.
But they not going to let you in there because they know you don't know shit.
You supposed to be here?
They act like smart people. Just like, hold on, let's wait a few more of these underprivileged idiots to get here.
Do one out of each program.
No, you gotta be a positive person. You gotta have your traumas and all of that stuff handled. You gotta be able to manage your emotions to get in rooms and actually learn from people that got more going on, because they ain't gonna let you around them if you a stressor.
No, they not. But they damn sure gonna ask, hey, who mans is that? Y'all know Buddy? Don't think just because you in the room you about to stay, because somebody will politely walk over to your ass and be like, hey, man, you gotta leave. Don't nobody here know you, bro. And you were looking at my nigga bag, too.
Who are you with?
You eat
broccoli. You make a nigga go back to the other room.
Nigga should have never been in here. They got a room for unsuccessful people, too. What goes on in that room? Nobody ever talk about what goes on in that room. I bet it's some great ideas, just no follow through.
You think they gonna come get us?
No.
Why you think they gonna come get us? No, you know, most with people with an unsuccessful mindset, they usually always want to be right. They value, you know, their feelings over everybody else's. You can't really see stuff from multiple perspectives.
Right.
A lot of that shit, it make you procrastinate. It stop you from being able to act on, like, good ideas and stuff.
Right.
And they can easily receive fear. Most people that, you know, they fully capable but don't apply themselves, they take on other people's fears. You say one thing about an idea they have that you feel like gonna go wrong, they ain't gonna do it.
That's why motherfuckers ain't successful for real. You gotta stop being afraid to fail.
Niggas already be failing.
Yeah,
that be the problem. It just the fear tack on top of that, so you actually just be complacent where you at, cause it's like you're not doing well at all, and then you afraid of this idea not working. If the idea don't work, you already fucked up.
Niggas ain't doing well at all.
So you get your one, fail forward, fail till that shit work. No, you need is really one. And then if you get one, you know you can get another one. You know you
like
can get another one after the other one.
Not if you still out here not eating your rutabagas.
Hey, man.
And pork.
You gotta mix them together.
Black radish.
Come on. Broccolini.
Come on, man.
Love, Dorsey. This your first time in the trap. Don't let it be your last time. Anything you wanna leave us with today?
8 dates.
Mm-mm. Leave us with something else.
Management of emotions, do therapy. Watch your diet. Multiple streams of income. More passive than active.
That's right.
Change your mindset.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because your way ain't working. Don't be so nice to him. Let him know why. Tell him, your way is not working. Stop educating yourself. Clearly you are misinterpreting them people's information. You ain't heard shit them people said.
Stop receiving.
You heard what you wanted to do. And did what you wanted to do with what the fuck.
But I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit though before we go. Most people don't realize how you receive stuff, like how you interpret it, how you process it in your mind. That shit is a reflection of what's going on within you. So a lot of people don't realize their responses, the way that they do take information and respond to it. It comes from what's going on within. Yeah. You know, when they do psych studies, they take certain pictures and videos. They'll show them to a bunch of people. And it's a reason why some people will look at it and see negative, and then some will look at it and see positive. It's all what's going on behind the eyes.
Mm-hmm. There you have it, folks. Everybody ain't built like that. I told you, we give people too much credit. Some people have limited capacity up there. And ain't shit we can do about it.
Limited.
Mindset will never change.
Hey, man, you can't pour nothing in the full cup.
Damn sure.
Man, okay. Work on self. Everybody has the ability to change their mindset.
Hey, but if you already like yourself, stay who you are. Don't keep changing, because you're going to fuck around and change to some shit you shouldn't have been. Sometimes you just got to leave well enough alone.
Oh, I can't wait to change.
You already a good person. Don't be out here trying to be a better person.
I can't wait to change.
Stay good. It ain't enough good people.
This nigga said it like it's a plot to get somebody.
I can't wait.
Sometimes you just got to leave well enough alone. Don't do all that extra ass shit.
I'm acting so different, nigga. I'm getting rat tail.
See?
Just want to put on. I'm not even going to grow it naturally. And I'm going to make you treat it like it's real.
Shit like that.
Yeah. And I'm going to direct shit. I'm going to wear all type of old vintage clothes. Yeah.
But you know what you said it. The idea is life is an ongoing journey to getting to know you. So you're supposed to get to a space where you like you. That's when you really start to see, you know, things for what they are.
Sometimes. I'm just saying, hey, man.
People who don't like themselves, they can't see clear. That's a fact.
People who don't like themselves know more about themselves than we ever will. They might be doing us all a favor.
I don't like me.
Yeah, I got to know
hey,
you.
Hey, man,
too.
Don't talk to me so negative. Don't be so hard on yourself. No, man, you don't know. I'm really a piece of shit, man.
I see why you don't like you.
Don't make me tell you how bad of a person I am, man. Trust me, you don't want to know. But yeah, man, that's just the type of shit we've been doing over here. This has been another great episode of the 85 South Show.
Yay.
Love Dorsey.
Love Dorsey.
Play English.
Let's go.
Man, take us some. What do people say? Man, take us some pictures, man. Who phone it is? Your cat his phone back.
Made in Georgia.
Voice clips.
This is an original piece. It's called Fuck Raid. I was in the bathroom doing my thing by the rags. Next thing I know, cough, cough, gag. What is going on? From my dad to my mom, the owner trying to evict us. He set off a roach bomb.
Life as a roach. First of all, we don't crawl. We got legs, too. We in the bed, too. Oh, shit. He almost stepped on my head, too. Life as a roach.
There are crumbs under the refrigerator. Crumbs on the counter. There is a loaf of bread. That's what I said. If you ain't scared to be seen with the lights on.
Life.
As a roach.
As a roach. Please don't get us confused. We ain't no fuck-ass ants. I'm a motherfucking roach. I'll crawl up your pants. Don't ever go to sleep. Cause we'll crawl on your head. God damn it! Cousin Johnny didn't make it. That nigga is dead. Shit. shit. Hold up. Wait a minute. He just on his back. And his legs still moving. Once the lights go off, we gotta get his ass moving.
Life
as a roach.
What's Quips?
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guest. Oh, we're not through yet. Click the link so you can check out part two of this interview with my special guest. That's right. Click that link, part two.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.